stress tests for the banks are due out on Sunday morning, but Conor Brophy is here. And Conor, it seems permanent TSB has not passed.
Yeah, I mean, this has been fairly well flagged, but it looks like permanent TSB is going to fail what the ECB has laid out as its adverse scenario. So they run various economic models and look at what would be the impact on the various banks that they've run the stress tests on in the event of various scenarios. The adverse scenario is pretty much something similar to what happened in 2008. So they look at permanent TSB's balance sheet and they say, if mortgage defaults spiked, if there was a huge increase in corporate loan losses and small medium enterprise loan losses and so on, how would that affect permanent TSB? And they've decided that in that adverse scenario, it wouldn't have enough capital on hand to meet the ECB's requirements to cover potential loan losses. So it's going to have to go out and raise new money. We don't know yet how much that will be, and we won't have the confirmation of the stress test until Sunday, but it could be up to €1 billion, according to reports and what various investment analysts have been
saying. And they're going to raise it on the stock markets.
They will, yeah, crucially, which, considering permanent TSB is 92.2% owned by the state, people might have feared that it would be the Exchequer dipping its hands in our pockets to fund that gap, but it looks like it'll be able to do so on capital markets. Two things to bear in mind, of course: this doesn't mean there's any immediate threat to permanent TSB's viability, and also in terms of savers and concerns that people might have, you are guaranteed up to €100,000 in any deposit still, and that backstop is obviously guaranteed by the European Central Bank. Elsewhere in business news, Amazon is to locate a new data services centre in Germany for its corporate clients to assuage fears over spying by US and British security agencies. Amazon hosts internet services for many leading companies, and it's been under pressure from them following revelations by the whistleblower Edward Snowden about the US National Security Agency and Britain's GCHQ snooping on private information held on servers in their jurisdictions. Germany is seen to have some of Europe's most robust privacy laws and to offer much greater protection to private information. According to the finance bill published yesterday, any Vodafone shareholder here receiving a dividend of less than €1,000 from Vodafone following its recent decision to return cash to investors will have no tax liability, provided they opted to receive the money as a capital payment rather than as income. That change will provide some relief to the hundreds of thousands of former Aircom shareholders here who received some Vodafone shares when Aircom sold its mobile division Aircel to Vodafone a decade ago. And we look at the bill in more detail with PwC's Fergal O'Rourke at 10 to 8. Mark Roden, founder of the mobile payments firm Ding, has been named EY Overall Entrepreneur of the Year. Ding enables mobile credit to be transferred between phones across the world, and it's processed around €600 million worth of mobile top-up transfers to date from users in over 100 different countries, many of them people from poorer nations working overseas and sending credit back to loved ones in their home countries. Finally, for now, the euro buys $1.26 this morning at 78.9 pence sterling.
Talk to you later, Conor. Thanks very much indeed. Now, the first case of Ebola in New York. We'll have the latest next.